Are women obligated to hear Parshas Zohar? So we all know it's a minhag Yisrael that every single year, the Shabbos before Purim, we go to shul, hear a special kriya of Amalek, and the root of this custom is actually a mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical command to never forget what Amalek did to us, and to remember to obliterate their name as is read in that portion of the Torah on Parshas Zohar. Thus, write the poskim that when one comes to hear the Torah reading of Parshas Zohar, he fulfills a biblical command, and one is therefore obligated to make sure that he is present for it by a minyan on the Shabbos of Parshas Zohar. So was the Mechaber in Aruch Chaim 146.2 and 685.7, the Alter Rebbe in 282.16, based on the opinion of Tosfos, the Rashba, the Rosh, Hagayis Ashrei, Trumas Hadesh, and Smack, and many others regarding the biblical status of Parshas Zohar. Now, we do find a debate amongst Poskim as to the level of the biblical status, and as whether the mitzvah in HaTorah is to hear it read from the Torah in public, and you can't fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah by simply reading it yourself at home, or if the mitzvah in HaTorah can be fulfilled either way, but it's the Chachamim that established that once a year you should hear it read public. Whatever the case, biblical, rabbinical, it's an obligation. So the question now is asked, what about the woman? Are women chayiv in this mitzvah? Do all the women and girls have to be careful to make it to shul this Shabbos to hear Parshas Zohar? Do they have to make arrangements before Shabbos to make sure that they're by a minyan for this parsha? And if you live in an area without an Eruv and they have a small child, they have to prearrange with a babysitter, etc. So regarding this matter, we find a machlekes amongst the Poskim. Some Poskim rule that women are not obligated to hear Parshas Zohar. So is the ruling of the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 603. He rules that women are never obligated to remember the mice of Amalek. They're not included in that positive command, and certainly, therefore, they are not included in the command of hearing Parsha Zohar read in Shul. So also rules the Avnei Nezer, Mar Cheshes 122, Orach HaShulchan 685.2, Arugas HaBoisim, Tzitz HaKedesh, Yisairus Tshuva, the Divrei Chaim, the Kaf HaChaim, and so rules the Teres Chesed of Lublin in Tshuva 37, who was a major Chabad Pesach, a Chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, as well as a Chavrus of the Tzemach Tzedek, known for his photographic memory, and one of the Ga'ina Olam in his times. And when he was addressed, the question is whether women are chayiv to hear Parshas Zohar, vehemently proposed that women are not chayiv, as even if you hold that the women are chayiv to remember Amalek as those who argue on the chinuch, the whole idea of hearing it in shul with the Sefer Torah is only rabbinical, and we have no reason to assume that the Chachamim establish it also for women. And mainly, as he concludes, minhag Yisrael Torah, we have never seen or heard of women going to shul for Parshas Zohar. So writes the Teres Chesed of Lublin, who was well aware of the minhagim in Lubavitch and in many other major cities of Yidden. And he writes and defends that this is the minhag Yisrael, and chas v'shalom to nullify it and force women to go to shul for Parshas Zohar. And he, in fact, advises women not to go, in order so that it doesn't cause taruvas of men and women. On the other hand, other poskim side that women are chayiv to go to hear Parshas Zohar, and they would arouse the women and their congregations to make sure to arrange to go to shul for the minyan on the Shabbos. So is the ruling of Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah 603, the Binyan Sin, in name of Nassan Adler, the Minchas Salazar, Daki Chaim Vishalim, and other poskim mention the Steichem in a Minchas Yitzchak 968. The basis of their ruling is very simple. They argue on the chinuch. Women are chayiv to hear, to remember the Maisa Amalek. And if so, then they're obligated, just like men, in all the rabbinical related commands that were established due to this mitzvah. So they have to hear, just like men. Practically, what's the final ruling? So while today it is customary of many women to go to shul and hear Kriyas HaTorah, not just Parshas Zohar, but every Shabbos, the same would apply with Parshas Zohar. It's definitely a good thing to do. It's definitely something a woman should try to do if she's able to. However, obligation, absolutely, we are unable to enforce, and we cannot treat it as a chiyuv, as stated the Teres Chesed, Minhag Yisrael Torah, and the Jewish woman were never accustomed to go to shul for Parshas Zohar, and even the Poskim who say they're chayiv, they themselves admit that they started this custom anew, based on their shitas. So it's clear that while you should try to make it to shul for Parshas Zohar, if there's difficulty in doing so, you do not have to go. regarding if one may make a separate minyan of Zachar for women. So some communities are accustomed to do so in the afternoon. They take out the Sefer Torah and they read Zachar without the brachas for women. However, many Paiskim have argued against doing so, as number one, women aren't chayiv in Parsha Zachar, according to their opinion. You can't take out a Sefer Torah stam, and due to other reasons. So anyone who has not had this custom in their community, it's better to abstain from starting and not to arrange a separate minyan for women, but rather, if women are able to, they should join the main reading, and if not, then not.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.